From VOA Learning English, this is the Agriculture Report. Afghan farmers have another big harvest this year, but officials at the United Nations and around the world are not celebrating. The crop is opium. Farmers have been busy harvesting their opium poppies. Farmer Faiz Mohammed in Helmand province makes no apologies.
We are the poorest people in this area. If we don't cultivate poppies, we can't feed ourselves and our family. We have tried to cultivate corn and wheat, but that is too cheap. It doesn't bring a good income, and poppy crops bring good money.
The riches promised by opium stand in contrast to the rest of the country's struggling economy. Farmer Haji Abdullah says profits are driving the opium production, not pressure from the Taliban.
The Taliban have no influence here. The farmers themselves grow poppies because compared to the price of wheat, there's a huge difference. For instance, we sell 4 kilograms of corn for 100 Afghanis, but poppies bring 2,000 to 5,000 Afghanis. This is for the benefit of the farmers. We see a huge difference in the price.
A report by the United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime warns that Afghanistan could supply as much as 90% of the world's heroin. UN official Jean-Luc Lemahieu calls it a sign of failure.
I mean, we have seen an enormous inflow in this country over the last decades. And with regard to the drug control situation, we still see increases of the opium cultivation. So we cannot say in any ways, based on the facts, that we have succeeded. We have failed.
And he warns that farmers are not the only ones becoming dependent on opium.
This is one of the biggest diseases this country is facing at this moment. 1 million addicts. It's an enormous health problem. Who will pay for that?
That question is far from the thoughts of the opium farmers who say they have no other way to feed their families. The report, released last week, says opium production is especially high in the most unstable areas of Afghanistan. These are areas where the surge increase in American troops helped beat back Taliban influence. The report says insurgents use the insecurity in those areas, especially Helmand and Kandahar provinces, to win popular support. The insurgents also assisted opium farmers with their crops. The UN says poor weather and crop disease led to a reduction in the supply of opium last year. That reduction meant higher prices. The report notes that the higher price of opium makes it an even more attractive crop to grow now. The UN says this is the third year in a row that opium poppy growing has increased in Afghanistan. This follows gains made by the government in years of efforts to reduce the nation's share of the drug trade. And that's the Agriculture Report from VOA Learning English. You can read, listen, and learn English with more stories about agriculture at the VOA Learning English website. I'm Karen Leggett.